A few weeks ago, Bakersfield Congressman Kevin McCarthy introduced a new bill to promote research and treatment for the fungal disease Valley Fever. A month before that, Governor Brown set aside $8 million for Valley Fever prevention in the state budget. All of these come at a time when the disease burden appears to be rising throughout the state, and this uptick is highlighting an unfortunate side effect of a common medication used to treat the disease. FM 89's Carrie Klein reports from downtown Bakersfield.
So we'll put this piece on you, and these all have, they come in 20 to 30 different colors.
Kelly Giblin owns a small wig shop south of Golden State Avenue called Lemonade Locks. Mannequin heads and hair pieces of brown, blonde, pink, and purple gaze out over a salon chair where clients sit for fitting, cutting, and styling.
And I roll my fingers through my hair and it, and it just...
Today, Giblin's fitting what looks like a dirty blonde bob onto Brenda Blanton, a realtor from Bakersfield. She's trying not a full wig, but a small hairpiece designed to cover the crown of her head. She's been coming to the shop for 2 years after a successful first fitting.
Giggling. And my mom is going, oh, it looks so good. It looks like your hair.
Lemonade Locks is located in a cancer center. And while Giblin says most of her clients lose their hair to either chemotherapy or hormones, Blanton is a different case. She started coming into the shop to disguise her thinning hair. But earlier this year, that all changed with a medication for a new diagnosis.
I called Kelly and I told her what was going on. I said, I've got Valley Fever. Now my hair is actually falling out. It's not just that it's baby fine anymore. It's falling out. I need to come in.
Valley Fever, the fungal disease caused by inhaling spores that grow in dry, dusty soil in California and Arizona.
And my eyelashes broke off. I have no hair on my arms and legs.
Valley Fever itself doesn't cause substantial hair loss, but the antifungal drugs used to treat it can. And Giblin says over the last 2 years, more and more clients with Valley Fever have been coming in for hair pieces.
I probably get a couple of patients at least a week, you know, maybe more sometimes, and where that was just never something I saw.
The most common antifungal is fluconazole, a daily pill that patients may need for months or even years. It's considered the first course of action for patients with Valley Fever. Dr. Royce Johnson is an epidemiologist and the medical director of the Valley Fever Institute at Kern Medical in Bakersfield.
We clearly do know that particularly the most commonly used antifungal, fluconazole, does cause hair loss. In some people, it's negligible. In other people, it's considerable.
But hair loss doesn't need to be considerable for it to matter psychologically.
People are very attached to their appearance, and anything that substantially alters your appearance causes psychological trauma.
Treating Valley Fever is a conundrum. While most people who contract the disease move beyond it without symptoms, the more severe forms require antifungals like fluconazole. And like any drugs designed to kill harmful cells, there's always a risk antifungals can damage healthy cells too. Other antifungal medications may induce less hair loss, but they can present other problems, including sun sensitivity or salt retention, and they can conflict with diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Many cost thousands of dollars per month.
There's no good treatment options for Valley Fever.
Rob Purdy is a Valley Fever survivor and vice president of the nonprofit Valley Fever Americas Foundation.
There are drugs that work satisfactorily to control the disease. There's no drug that kills the disease, and the trade-offs for controlling the disease among these drugs are pretty harsh.
Demand for these drugs is likely increasing. Both 2016 and 2017 were record years for Valley Fever cases statewide, and the largest share of those occurred in Kern County. Kim Hernandez is the epidemiology manager with Kern County Public Health Services, and she says Valley Fever is among the most reported diseases in the county.
We get 2,000 to 3,000 people reported each year with Valley Fever, so it's definitely a large burden of our communicable illnesses here.
Kern County's 2017 case rate was its second highest on record. Of course, it's unknown how 2018 will shake out, but the provisional data from the first half of the year aren't looking much better.
It's hard to predict how many cases we'll have for the entire year, but we're looking at, you know, at least the number we had last year.
We're just going to clip this into your hairline in the front.
Valley Fever survivors like Brenda Blanton may take comfort in one small solace. Hair loss from fluconazole is typically not permanent once the drug is out of the system. Blanton finished her regimen earlier this summer, and for that, she acknowledges she's lucky.
There are women out there that are going to deal with it the rest of their lives, not get their hair back. And it's important that they feel good about themselves.
It's a tenet she herself embraces as she runs her fingers through her 8th hairpiece. Her hair did begin thinning years before Valley Fever. And she says she doesn't plan to stop wig shopping anytime soon. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.